You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is the Executive Director for the Sonora Area Foundation, Daryl Slocum. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, Daryl, next week on Thursday, October 4th, there is going to be a free senior family forum taking place at Sierra Bible Church. What are the times on this?
It starts about 8:45 in the morning and goes until noon.
What is the Senior Family Forum all about?
The forum is a series of local speakers, experts on their subject area, talking about issues that are important to seniors and their families.
Daryl, there was a similar forum earlier this year. So is this different from the forum that was held last May?
Yes, it is, Mark. Last year, we tried to cram everything into one session, and it went very well, but we needed a little bit more spacing. And so this year, we broke it up into two sessions. In May, the focus was on legal issues, and next week, we're going to be talking about money matters.
All right. So who's going to be speaking at this forum?
We have a terrific lineup of speakers, including Sheriff Bill Pooley, who will be talking about the latest and greatest scam facing Tuolumne County. We'll also have Julie Von Savoy, who will be talking about the all-important fire insurance update. It's something that we all should be concerned about with the issues pertaining to covering our houses for fire damage. Stan Forrest will be talking about reverse mortgages. Sam Wheeler will be talking about the new tax law and charitable giving. Michelle Dean will be providing an update on long-term care insurance. And Jeff Wilson will be talking about funeral and burial expenses, and Ron Roberson will be talking about Social Security.
So what is the format during the day? Is it listening to the guest speakers, or are there going to be workshops as well?
No, it's just speaker presentations followed immediately by a question and answer session.
If a person is unable to be there for the duration of the day, can they arrive late or leave early?
They can, Mark. In fact, that's completely okay with us. The sessions will be coming and going throughout the morning, and people are welcome to come in whenever they like.
Are reservations needed for this forum?
We're not requiring reservations, but we would certainly appreciate it. You can do that by calling our office, the Sonora Area Foundation office, at 533-2596.
Is the forum limited to seniors only?
It's not, and I'm really glad you mentioned that, Mark. These are topics that we will all be dealing with at some point. In fact, even though the title of our series is the Senior Family Forum, that's intentional from the standpoint that families will benefit from the information, especially those that are assisting their parents and loved ones on some of these important issues.
Is this a sales seminar?
There will be nothing sold at the event. It is information only. The idea is to provide information that will benefit the community, and there is no effort to sell any products at the event.
Why does the Sonora Area Foundation choose to put this forum on?
We see this as a public benefit, Mark. These are topics, again, of importance to all of us, but they're not necessarily the kinds of things that we show a lot of enthusiasm about to go out and engage and educate ourselves on, but they are important. And I can tell you from my standpoint, I just unfortunately celebrated the anniversary of my mom's passing 40 years ago. And it was a very emotional moment. And at some point, I had to decide, what do I do now? And having information about what to do about funeral and burial, even basic information would have been very helpful. And all of these speakers will have information relevant to similar topics in their level of expertise.
The Senior Family Forum takes place next week, not tomorrow, but Thursday, October 4th, next week at Sierra Bible Church. For a person who would like to find out a little more information or perhaps ask you something, how would they go about doing this?
Again, anyone who's interested in obtaining more information or has any questions can call the Sonora Area Foundation office at 533-2596.
And before we wrap this up, is there anything else you would like to add?
I'd just like to add from my standpoint, and I have nothing to do with this, the level of preparation and the expertise of the speakers we've had at the first two events and what we have for our lineup next week are outstanding, and the presentations have been fantastic, and everyone in the audience has walked away with some type of valuable takeaway.
Always good to see you, Daryl.
You too, Mark. Take care.